Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. I'm Sarah Lane. Logitech announced its new Logi AI Prompt Builder Wednesday, which adds a shortcut to ChatGPT in some of its keyboards and mice without having to add a new physical key somewhere else. The Logi Plus Option app lets users access the Low AI Prompt Builder for free, then create a shortcut key on their mouse or keyboard that automatically opens the Logi AI Prompt Builder software window when ChatGPT assistance is called for. Logitech has also launched a new wireless mouse, the Logitech Signature AI Edition mouse, available later this month on the Logitech website in the US for $50 and also in the UK. In an SEC filing Tuesday, Take-Two Interactive revealed it plans to lay off around 600 employees, or about 5% of its workforce, by the end of the year. Take-Two is the parent company of Rockstar Games, 2K, Private Division, Zynga, and most recently Gearbox, and also owns the Grand Theft Auto franchise. The company also plans to cancel several in-development projects to cut costs, though it still plans to release Grand Theft Auto 6 next year. Snap plans to add watermarks to AI-generated images on its platform, which will appear as translucent versions of the Snap logo with a sparkle emoji, and will be added to AI-generated images that are exported from the app or saved to a camera roll. Snap says removing the watermark from images will violate its terms of use, but it hasn't said how or if it can actually detect that. The Snap AI feature lets paying users create or edit AI-generated images. The Dreams feature also lets users use AI to enhance their selfies and other photos. A new line of Android smartphones, the Motorola Edge 50 series, come with an option for a back cover made of wood. Motorola also claims the phones are the first to get Pantone validation for the camera, which means Pantone's color scientists have checked that the camera can simulate the full range of Pantone colors and skin tones. U.S. cybersecurity firm Mandiant said Wednesday that a hacking group, sometimes known as the Cyber Army of Russia or Cyber Army of Russia Reborn, has ties to Russia's GRU military intelligence agency, often referred to as Sandworm, and may be behind the January cyber attack that caused a tank at a water facility in Moleshoe, Texas, to overflow. Sandworm has previously been linked to triggering blackouts in Ukraine and releasing self-spreading destructive code. The new Insta 360 video camera can shoot 360-degree video in 8K at 30 frames per second, which would let you crop out a perspective and maintain a real high-resolution pan around 360-degree footage and more. It can also do 5.7K at 60 frames per second, 4K at 100 frames per second, and the camera can also do non-360-degree video and 72-megapixel still photos. It comes with a removable lens guard for protecting the lens if you're in a harsher environment like a snowstorm. The Insta 360 is available for $500. Current and former T-Mobile and Verizon employees are reporting getting texts to both their personal and work phones, offering them $300 to perform SIM swaps. The Mobile report learned the attacker's messages are claiming the source of the contact information is in an employee directory. Bleeping Computer also viewed some text that asked to be contacted on Telegram if the employee was interested in the offer. SIM swap attacks are designed to trick a victim's wireless carrier into rerouting their service to a device controlled by a bad actor, which can lead to personal information leaks, identity theft, and significant financial losses. Positive Technologies discovered that a malicious group is spreading images that use steganography to hide malicious code inside. The researchers call it Stegano Armor and have identified 320 attacks used, mostly focused in Latin American countries. The attacks are conducted using email with attachments that exploit a flaw in Microsoft Office's Equation Editor that was patched in 2017. If the system is unpatched, though, the exploit downloads a Visual Basic script, loads a JPEG with a Base64 encoded payload, and then compromises the machine. Finally, Google Maps will start using AI to summarize customer reviews of EV charging stations in order to display more specific directions to chargers that might be in a parking garage or a less obvious place. Google Maps will also offer more prompts in the app to encourage users to submit their feedback after using an EV charger to feed the algorithm. EV owners will also be able to see quick and useful information about charging when their vehicle's battery gets low, real-time availability, charging speeds, and suggested charging breaks on multi-stop trips will be part of native Google Maps that's already built into some existing models of cars from Volvo and Polestar. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. That's where you can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.